my last church, whenever the senior pastor would get up to give the word for the morning, he would stand in front of the church, and for a time he would just kind of stand there, silence, like he was waiting. We were waiting. I remember in those few brief moments, he would be standing there in silence, and he would close his eyes. And sometimes it seemed like forever, where we'd begin to wonder, is he okay? Is he going to open his eyes again? But he would stand there. And we would wait, anticipating the word of God. I remember he told a story once about a pastor of a church who got up to share the word. And I'm sure this actually isn't the only church or pastor to experience this. But this particular day, the pastor didn't preach. That day, the pastor simply stood up and he said, "I have no word from the Lord." And he sat down. I'm not sure how often you'd let me get away with that. I've been tempted. But he said, "I have no word from the Lord." And the congregation, they understood. They nodded their heads along, knowing, trusting that when God moves, when God speaks, God will speak. A scripture reading today begins to explain a little bit about what exactly happens when God speaks, when there's a word from the Lord. We're reading this week from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. For he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." In this passage of Scripture, it speaks from God's perspective. God speaks saying that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. As far as the heavens are from the earth, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. So holy is God that the expanse between our thoughts, our ways, and God's is wide, seemingly infinite. Along with this struggle of being human comes the struggle with sin and separation from God. Each of us lives with this reality, and the expanse is wide. As far as the heavens are from the earth, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. I was at a retreat for a few days last week, in Kansas City. And on Wednesday, we spent 24 hours in silence. For some people, especially the extroverts who crave time with people, that might sound like torture. But it's good for us to slow down. We need that kind of time to reflect, to go to God in prayer, to really listen for God speaking. And it was great, it was restful, it was good to just be still and be in the presence of God. When I have these times of retreat and silence every 6 months, I really always want something to come out of it, some revelation. I wait and I listen, I want to hear something from God. I want it to be productive, but it's not always. This time I didn't hear something especially insightful to share with you all. It was a blessing, it was good for me, but I have to admit I was disappointed. Just disappointed to find no big revelations, no clarity or word from the Lord. In the Psalms it says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? How long, O Lord?" This little section in our scripture today was written to the Israelites, the people of God who are exiled in Babylon. And at this point in time, they have some reason to believe that there's some hope for them returning to their promised land. And right now, they're worn out. They're worn out from their life in the exile. They're spiritually dry and anxious, longing for the nearness of God and for God's promises to be fulfilled. And they're wondering, should they really hope when what they know is exile? Do they even dare to lean into that kind of hope and anticipation when their experience of disappointment and spiritual emptiness has spoken so loudly? Yet in this scripture from the prophet Isaiah, God brings a word of hope and promise. And God offers this word of hope, and then God says, "My word will not return to me empty." Words can be powerful. We can use our words to build each other up or to tear each other down. Words can be beautifully crafted and perfectly chosen for just the right time and place. They can inspire, they can give hope. But the word of God is so powerful that scripture says that it stands forever. Scripture says that God's word always produces results. When we talk about the word of God, it has a thick and multifaceted meaning. We talk about the scriptures as the word of God. And when we read the word and take it to heart and live it out, it becomes a living and active word that jumps off the pages and into this world that we're living in. We talk about hearing a word from God when we dig into the scriptures and we spend time in prayer or even in a Sunday sermon. We also talk about the word of God as the person of Jesus Christ. When we read in the book of John that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word of God comes into the middle of this world, this reality we're living in, where it seems like we are infinitely separate from God, as far as heaven is to earth, where our thoughts are not God's thoughts, our ways not God's ways. And yet, the word of God comes and begins to fill up this gap, this expanse that seems so wide at times begins to fill up with the word of God made flesh among us, the word of God read and spoken and blessed in our hearing it. And the word of God that God gives us does not return to God empty. It does not return to God empty. The scripture says that it will accomplish its purpose. Pastor David reminded me about this parable that Jesus tells about this persistent widow. And she goes to the judge in her town and pleads for justice. She pleads for justice, and she just keeps coming and coming and badgering the judge. And finally, because of her persistence, the judge sees that she gets justice. And Jesus told his disciples this story for a reason. He told them this story to show them that they should keep praying, expectantly praying, keep going to God, waiting to hear God speak, to see God move. Our scripture says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord, and God's word will be revealed to us. Pastor David and I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down each week and digging into the scriptures to discover what kind of word God might have for us this week, and to go to God prayerfully on behalf of the church. And ultimately, that's in each of our job descriptions. If we are longing, hungry, and thirsty for a word from God, if we wonder if we can't hear God speak, Jesus is trying to teach us something. He says, like this widow who kept coming to the judge, pleading with him for justice, Jesus says, just the same, go to God in prayer. Keep going to God in prayer again and again and again. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and chances are God will answer for those who are dry and thirsty. God says, come, and like water for the dry land, God's word is a blessing for us, poured out for us to fill us, to bless us and nourish us and to give us hope. I was asking Pastor Kathy about some of the history of First Christian Church here in Keokuk. And she shared with me that she remembered that this church began so long ago with 14 people, just 14 people, and a house off of Des Moines Street, sitting and praying together. 14 people sitting and praying together. This church has been led for our 120-some-year-long history, has been led by the prayers of the faithful. The church is always led by the prayers of the faithful. That's not about to change. I have to tell you that just in the last couple of weeks, I've had more than one conversation with people from the church, the praying kind of people, you know, sharing about what word from God that's been put on their hearts. A word about us here as a church, about what God might do with us as a church. And I'm hopeful. Sometimes the word of God begins like just a tiny little hint. Sometimes it's not pleasant at first, a little thorn in the side, maybe. Or it starts to come our way and into our hearts with just a sliver of information, just a small speck of a vision. But soon it begins to grow and grow. Because when God speaks, things begin to happen. It's like that little tuft of grass, that little tiny weed that gets itself lodged into the cracks in the sidewalk. The word of God comes in it and it begins to grow. What was once just a little harmless weed grows and starts to crack away the sidewalk. Hard concrete is somehow split in two, and what is alive and surprisingly powerful springs forth. For as God says, the word shall not return to me empty, but will accomplish its purpose. People of God, people of prayer, let us continue to be that church led by the prayers of the faithful. Let us seek the Lord to listen intently for the God who speaks wisdom and vision, the God whose word does not return to him empty. Amen.